What's going on, Vending Machine World? It's your boy, Jonte Grove, and I'm back on the Vending Machine Masterpiece Podcast. It is a rainy day, but never stop working. Don't you stop working. You got to grind hard. Grind hard for the things you want. Man, don't forget to like us on Facebook, Instagram. Follow me, right? Follow me. Don't forget, I got the YouTube channel showing collection videos, how-tos with some of these new machines that I have. Check us out, man. Vending Machine Masterpiece, right? Today, I wanted to talk about how much does it cost to start a vending machine business. Now, it all depends on where you want to go and where how you want to start, what kind of machines you want. You want full line? Well, that's dependent upon, I guess, your area. If you're buying used machines, you can buy new machines, but I suggest you buy used machines, right? Because I mean, if they still work, you got some people that's getting out of the business or somehow inherited a vending machine, full line vending machine, and they're just trying to get rid of it. You know, in the garage, it's just taking up space. You got some places that bought one, like it's this barbershop that I'm actually gonna be picking up another machine, and he said it's just taking up space, so he wants it out of there. But how much do you need? Well, again, it depends on what kind of machine you're getting. You have some machines that may run you $1,000 on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp or wherever you want to buy used stuff. You know, you can keep searching for some deals and you can get something for $500, maybe even $600. Now, I just bought two machines. I got lucky because I actually was only going to buy one machine. It was a snack machine, and she wanted $250 for the snack machine. When I got there, she was just asking me about the business or whatever, and she said, oh, I have a soda machine also. Do you want that? And she wanted another $250 for the soda machine. But when she told me that the compressor wasn't working, or I wasn't, she didn't say compressor, she said it wasn't keeping the sodas cold. So I told her that I didn't want to spend that kind of money on something that actually doesn't necessarily work 100%. So she said, you know what, you can have it for $100. So I said, all right, cool. You know, so when I actually got there and loaded the machines into the U-Haul van, and she decided that, you know what, you can have both the machines for $240. So, you know, and that was a person that was just trying to clear out her garage, was taking up space, and she didn't want it anymore. So that was a deal that I got. So, I mean, it really depends. But I would say a ballpark figure, you want to at least have $500 to $600 to buy a decent machine that's working. Now, you can also get lucky and you can find some that already have location. Now, that may cost you a couple extra dollars more. There's a person that has two machines on a location. They're selling them for $2,000. So it really depends upon where you're looking to start and where you want to go. So I would say, let's say ballpark figure, if you want to just buy a machine, $500 to $600. If you don't have a way to move the machine, then maybe you may have to rent. Like I used the U-Haul van. I got really lucky because I was trying to like save some money, because you know, per miles they charge you $1.70 or whatever for the actual box truck. And I was lucky, to be honest with you, because if those machines were bigger, I would have only been able to grab the one. So I was lucky. I was really lucky. So I would say, you know, rent the box truck out just to be safe. And that's going to run you, what, $20 for the rental plus however far you need to drive, right? So for me, that cost me $110. Now, if you already have a truck, well, then guess what? You're in luck. You don't have to pay for transportation. Lucky you, right? But because I'm only getting maybe one machine a month, I'm not really getting two or three machines where I'm renting out these U-Haul trucks a lot. It's actually cheaper for me to not buy a pickup truck and pay for the pickup truck plus whatever insurance is going to cost, because I already have two other vehicles. So As of right now, it's cheaper for me just to rent a U-Haul. Now, once the business expands and it gets a little bit bigger, then maybe I may invest into a truck. But as of right now, I don't need it. Now, we're talking about filling up that machine. Depending, again, on the machine, how many items that machine can hold. So, with this one particular machine, it will cost me about $200 in products to fill both soda and snack machine. And that's just a rough figure. Because I don't have the receipt right in front of me. But it was about $200 to get all of the sodas that I needed and all of the snacks that I needed to fill up both machines. So now we're talking about $800 in the location. So I would say the safe bet would say if you want to start this, you get $1,000 if you want to do full line. That may be a lot for you guys. So if that's a lot, then I would say start with bulk candy machines, right? Bulk candy machines, there's deals on eBay, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, all of those places to buy machines. Now, with the bulk candy machines, you can actually find them new. I bought some Vinstars from this guy that was selling them. He was selling them 2 for $180. So, 2 come in a box. They were brand new, never used before. 2 for $180. I also bought, I want to say Northwestern gumball machine. That right there cost me, I'm not mistaken, $40, maybe $50. I think she wanted $50, but I talked her down to $40. So then I seen some on Craigslist where they were selling some Beavers, if I'm not mistaken, for about $35 plus shipping. And they were brand new machines. Or they were probably used. They probably weren't brand new. They probably were used. So you can actually kind of get in. You can get in bulk candy with less than $200 as far as getting your machines. If you want to get, you know, like $200, you can get you a decent machine. To fill up that machine, depending again if it's a single head, double head, triple head, that's going to also cost you as far as filling it up with the candy. Now, the candy is not that expensive. You go to Sam's Club or Costco's or BJ's, I think some people maybe go to, depending on where you live at. You can buy the candy now. That's not expensive. Box of the 1,080 gumballs, I think it was like $30-$35 or whatever. My candy to fill up, so I'll tell you exactly, to fill up one of my Vinstar machines that I have, the M&Ms cost $9, and it takes about two bags to fill up those machines. So that's three heads. So let's just round it up to $10, right, with taxes. So it'll be $20 in one, $20 another. So that's $40. The Skittles were actually $5. They were like $4 or some change. So that's $10. So $50 to fill up the machine. So $150, and you don't have to rent anything. You can literally pop those in your car. So let's say $200 to get into the bulk candy. And your time as far as finding locations. Now, you can get a locator for those machines, for the bulk candy machines. From what I've been hearing, is about $50 per location. And, you know, they want the money. Some of them do half, and then after they get your location, they want the other half. Some do up front. So that's $50 for the locations. And when I asked about the full line, they charge $350. You know, if you're doing full line, you can add that extra $350 if you're not going to try to find a location yourself. But that's something that's a toss up, because you can, you know, find the location yourself. You can actually listen to the podcast, the episode before this, where I talk about how to get locations. So you don't have to spend $350, right? You can also, if you want to, now me right now, I'm doing an LLC, but as of right now, it's not under LLC because I feel like I don't really have a lot of machines. Once I get more machines, then I'll do the official LLC. That way, you know, if anything happens, business insurance and stuff like that, then I'll start messing with that. But as of right now, I don't currently have any of those things. Don't tell anybody. don't tell nobody. But once I get a couple more machines, I would say the next, when I get five more locations, then that's when I'll actually go, I don't want to use the word legit, but when I go legit, right, I'll go and get all of that paperwork. But I would say, man, to be safe, full line, have a grand, maybe 1200, and with bulk candy, you know, you can get in, man, for like 200, 300 bucks. You know, you can get in there. So the cost of entry is very low, especially for a lot of some of these little, I guess to say, side hustles or business startups. It can cost you a lot of money. You know, some people go get business loans, and some people actually do the franchise mode. Wow, this is not Madden. Some people go the franchise route, and hey, everybody, listen, I feel like, I don't know too much about it to really speak on it, but from what I've been, you know, from just talking to different people, you know, you pay so much money up front to get the machines, and these are brand new machines, and they do some of the locations for you. They don't really guarantee it, but, you know, I look at it like this. If you got to put up $5,000 to $10,000 to get in and only get one machine, or maybe even two machines, and you still going to have to find a storage place if you don't have storage, that's a lot, especially if you're not going to be seeing your investment back for a while. So, you know, I read this book. It's called The E-Myth Revisited. And they talk about whatever your budget is, right? Let's say your budget is 10 grand, you know. All right, let's just say your budget is 5 grand, right? Half that, 2,500. And then half that again, and try to start your business with that. Don't go out for these loans. Try to see if you can start small. If you want to open up a store, like a retail store, then maybe see if you can, whatever you know, you trying to get into the game, maybe you can buy the stuff and sell it from your house online, right? Like, try to start small, because the one thing is, I would rather fail small than fail big, right? I'd rather learn a valuable lesson with losing $2,000 than losing $10,000. Know what I mean? Because it's harder to get that 10 grand back, where, you know, the 2 grand, I can get that back in a month. So that's my suggestion. Like, if you want to get into it, try to start small. If you don't mind losing your money, you know, like somebody asked me, like, what's as far as like marketing, and it's not really so much for this vending machine business, but for my other business, they asked me, how much do you spend on marketing? And my answer is always, how much are you willing to lose? Because not everything's 100% guaranteed. Some stuff doesn't work, right? Like, I know you see some of the collection videos, some guys place machines in places, and when they go after a month, it's like $5 in there. You know, so that's going to take them a while for them to get some of their money back. So that's why I say start small. If you can start the business with $300, $400, you know, it may take you 2 or 3 months to get that money back. So I would say, you know, start small. Do some more research, but go for it though. Don't you know, do too much research where you're not actually making any moves because you're scared. Like, if you're scared, then I would suggest that you get a dog. That was a joke. But just go for it. That was my little tidbit, little podcast for the day. I just want to get this out because I'm really trying to drop these every single day. I'm trying to do these daily. You know, something crossed my mind I want to talk about, I'm putting it out here. If you don't like it, hey, too bad. Somebody does, you know, especially with it being a little unprofessional, unorthodox with me in my car. Do the podcast from the phone. You know what I mean? Again, I'm just going for it, right? Man, after a while, you know, I'll get a better little studio and I'll have it set up right and have it set up in a way where it sounds better. But as of right now, I'm going for it. And that's what I suggest. Just go for it. Stop, get your hands from off your butt and sitting on your hands and go for it. I really suck at sayings, by the way. I don't know if you know, but I suck at sayings. I always forget how they go. Not as bad as Bush, but I definitely forget some of these sayings. But excuse me, my voice is going out. My name is Jonte Grove, and this is the Vending Machine Masterpiece. Don't forget to find me on the Instagram or Facebook and DM me your questions, because I don't mind answering questions. I don't mind. I love the feedback. I love talking to people. I love, you know, trying to educate people and just have this passion for passive income and trying to get people out of the rat race. You know, have these different streams of income, because you know what? You can lose your job today or tomorrow. And if you don't have any extra money coming in, you can be messed up. So, you know, keep that in mind. This your boy, and I'm out.